Hot sun beating down, burning my feet, just walking around. Hot sun making me sweat. Gator's getting close, has it got me yet? I can't fence, I can't talk. Only thing about me is the way I walk. I can't fence.
Hello, it's another edition of the Derek Shapiro Power Half Hour here. I'm at Rogers Park. Thought it'd be a good summer, just summer experience me here. Right by the water, I'm over here. That's the casino over there. People have parties over there. So Derek Shapiro Power Half Hour for the month of August 2023. Need some shade as I'm there recording. It's like 90-something degrees out here in Providence, Rhode Island. That's like a gazebo over there. I think I shot a video over there for my friends back in the day, from my late friend James Buddy Love Herring's video. And nice water thing over here, nice fountain of water. Anyway, so this month we have Adela Barnes with us. We caught her a few months ago, and the beginning of the year. And what else do we have? Highlights on my vacation, me at the Jersey Shore in New Jersey, as well as me dancing on the Jersey Shore. Me in Jersey was nice, and the boardwalk. Then me going on the Rocky Steps in Philadelphia with my son River, and me doing the steak and cheese challenge between Geno's and Pat's in Philadelphia. So Providence, Rhode Island over here, Roger Miss Park, and hopefully everybody enjoys the Derek Shapiro Power Half Hour for the month of August 2023. DerekShapiroShow.com, VinnyTheBoosh.com, RivRadio.GoToSites.com, OpenMindsRadio.GoToSites.com. We're in Rhode Island. We're in Massachusetts, different cities in Massachusetts. Minnesota, Duluth, Minnesota. So everybody join us for this month. And so hopefully everybody enjoys the show. We have, you know, this month of August and most of September is summer. People, I just want to say, people are like saying, you know, pumpkin season, fall. Okay, it is summertime. It is August. We finally have nice skies. People complain about the rain in the beginning of the summer. But, you know, this is August. This is Derek Shapiro Power Half Hour. Hopefully you enjoy for your entertainment needs. And you'll see a trailer for New England Pot 2 that's out now on MovieIntentertainmentChannel.YOLASite.com. Me, Derek Shapiro, Roger Williams Park, here in Providence, Rhode Island.
Matching them down.
Hold your guys' water.
Okay. Oh my God.
Look at this dude.
Okay, you ready? Come on, Riv.
Wait a minute. I just put the song on. Oh, Rocky Steps.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
It's the Eye of the Tiger.
It's the Eye of the Tiger, right, guys?
It's the Eye of the Tiger. Philadelphia freedom. Oh yeah. We did it.
ready for this.
We did it. See, I'm having Pat's and Gino's. That's Gino's across the street. This is Pat's. This is Pat's over here. Which one? This is Pat's. This is Gino's. Gino's across the street. Well, Pat's over here. Gino's is more greasy. Pat's is more, I think, more homey.
You said homey.
I go with Pat's. There's more seating at Pat's, but Gino's is more popular. I think Gino's is more like a party place compared to Pat's. That's Derek Shapiro's take on Pat's and Gino's. You think so? Oh, and a napkin. Hello, Derek Shapiro, writer, director, executive producer of New England Part 2, out now on movieinternetchannel.yolasite.com. Starring myself, Derek Shapiro, and my son, River. So, I took a picture. You're in Massachusetts, Riv.
Massachusetts.
Yes. And then, cool. Of course, Connecticut. Wait, stay over here, Riv. I can take a picture from the New England Magazine. Also starring Vinny the Booch Boochie and Serenity Rose. All right, let me call my boss, Robbie. Robbie!
How you doing, Scott?
Great. Back, from just doing some more photo things, but you know, I sent you the footage of all the photos in New England, you know.
Yeah, I caught them. I believe it was Rhode Island, Connecticut, Maine. You were mostly doing the tri-state marker, which I thought was very impressive.
So we have more to go.
You behaving?
Yes, Mom.
No, not you, him.
Oh, never, never.
You always behave. He always behaves. He's the adult. You're the child.
I know. Well, hey, it's good to see you. And we're going to be coming back soon tonight and more New England traveling, okay? Nice to see you, Isabel.
You too.
Also starring Dylan Schneider and Evans A. Darylis.
Hey, here's Chad right now.
Hey, Chad.
Hi.
What's going on? Scott here. Can we not? Yeah. Scott and Marty, like Back to the Future. This your new girl?
Yeah, definitely.
What's your name?
My name's Linda.
Also guest starring 70s singer Andy Pratt, and also starring the Naked Cowboy. You know, Andy, I can't wait to travel all around New England. You know that?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, Connecticut, you know, Rhode Island.
Where do you live?
Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
How are you, the Naked Cowboy? Great, this is Scott, and that's why I let you know I'm going to send you my magazine, my New England magazine, because even though you're in New York, I did a great job and took pictures of all of New England.
Okay.
Also, being dedicated to the late James Buddy Love Herring.
Hey.
Oh, hello.
Scott.
Hey, John.
Hey, man. I heard that you and your son was traveling, man.
Check out songs by me and Evans A. Darylis with Ebony and Ivory. Also, check out the song by me, Derek Shapiro, America. Also, check out the song by me, by Barry Manilow, Weekend in New England. I'm with this strong yearning end. And when will I hold you again? That's right. New England Part 2 out now on movieinternetchannel.yolasite.com. And all right, returning guests since, like, for 10, 11, 12 years, I think now. Since, I don't know, since 2010.
Wow, Derek, has it been that long?
Yes, in 2010, I met you at a nursing home in Atlanta. This actress, Adela Barnes, was in Roseanne's show for many years on ABC. She returned before it became the Connors on the Roseanne reboot. She was in 4400 last year, one season on the CW. She was in Erin Brockovich with Julia Roberts. And I Enjoyed Angels with Hilary Swank. And she's a best-selling author, On My Own Terms, a book that you had right behind Barack Obama's, right?
Yes, in June of 2009, Essence Magazine rated it number 3 for paperbacks behind President Obama's 2 books. So as one person said, so really for that month you were number 1. You can't beat the president.
No.
Good fun. Yes, I guess I was.
For a long time, I've been interviewed year after year on the Derek Shapiro Show. You've been on more seasons, I think, on my show now than Roseanne. How many seasons were you on of Roseanne?
I was on for 6 seasons.
6 seasons, and you've been doing my show now for like 10 years. So congratulations.
That's a long time. Wow.
That is a long time. I must ask you, you know, Roseanne, of course, you acted on the Roseanne show for 6 seasons. Roseanne just made a comeback in some sort. She was on Fox News, on Fox Nation, and she was interviewed by Sean Hannity. She was interviewed by Tucker Carlson. She's making a comeback for her stand-up comedy on the Fox News Network.
I didn't know that.
Yes, she's making a comedy comeback. She's more tougher or more like she's not holding anything back. Okay, because all. So, what do you think about that she's making a comeback? Are you happy for her? Do you have mixed feelings for that?
Well, I'm always happy for anybody who's working in the entertainment.
Right.
And it's such a competitive business. So I'm happy for her that she has found a way to continue to do what she loves. And, of course, I believe she started out doing stand-up, so she's come full circle and she's right back where she began.
Right.
So I'm happy that she's working again. That's good.
I'm glad, too, because, you know, I got a chance to meet her in Atlanta, too. The time I saw her, I raised my hand. I says, you know, I know your friend Adela, or the your former co-star of Roseanne. And your other co-star, by the way, who was on the Connors, who plays Darlene, Sarah Gilbert. She's in a new movie. She plays the daughter of Lily Tomlin in 80s for Brady.
She plays the daughter of whom?
Lily Tomlin.
Really?
And 80 for Brady. It was me and my son River. We saw 80 for Brady, the
not
movie with Tom Brady.
Granddaughter, but daughter. That's interesting.
The daughter of Lily Tomlin. So what's your memories of Sarah Gilbert on Roseanne?
You know, she had a real deadpan comedy in terms of her comedy. Her style, very deadpan, and it worked.
Yep.
And also, people oftentimes appreciated her on the show. And probably still do, because she was the voice of children that couldn't get away with saying whatever they wanted to say to their parents. She could do it.
Yes, she did. And you were some scenes with Sarah Gilbert back in the day, huh?
Who did?
You were in some scenes with her, I think, in some episodes with Sarah Gilbert.
I'm sure. Yes.
And also too, I must ask you. Sidney Poitier, he just passed away. What did he mean to you?
Oh, he was such an icon, and he was such a role model for me. I remember, and I talk about this in my book, about how I would walk about a mile in our little hometown of Oroville in Northern California in the Sacramento Valley. I would walk about a mile to go to the movies on Sundays. And whenever he was starring in a movie, I just sat up in my seat. I was just enthralled by him because he looked just like me. Really? And he represented African Americans in the most positive way in terms of the roles that he took on. So he was a huge mentor for me and role model. And in fact, I was in his company at least four times. And there's a photo of us together in my book. Wow. He was quite amazing, quite amazing. And really, probably the most substantial memory that I have of us was when I was at the Actors Gang Theater. At that time, they were located in Hollywood. Now they're in Culver City.
Yep.
And there was a 100th anniversary, birthday anniversary for Paul Robeson. And Danny Glover and Ben Guillory formed their theater here in Los Angeles called the Robey Theater. And Robey was the name that Paul Robeson was very affectionately called.
Sure.
And so they were having a celebration for his birthday. And I went.
Sure.
And it's so funny because I went with several people and it was packed. You couldn't find a seat. And so there were a couple of seats way up at the top of the theater. So I told the other people, you go take those seats. I'll just sit down here in a metal seat that they had added. They had added a few seats down in front. I said, I'll sit here. You guys go on up. And little did I know, by doing that, what ended up happening was Danny Glover, who was on the stage, who I've known, at least probably 40 years. We both trained in the Bay Area as actors. He walks off the stage. Well, first I notice him. He notices me. I wave. He smiles. We wave and smile. And then he gets off the stage and he comes over to me in the audience. I'm like in the second or first row in one of the metal chairs that they had added. And I'm like, why is Danny going off the stage, coming off the stage, coming to me? And so he said that Alfre Woodard was supposed to be there to read a poem by Pablo Neruda, but she couldn't make it that night. He said, and I want you to read it.
Sure.
And so in that raspy voice of his, he said, hey, you know, how you doing? I said, I'm good. And he said, I want you to read this poem by Pablo Neruda. Alfre Woodard couldn't make it, and I want you to read it. And I said, Danny, how long is the poem? And he goes, 3 pages. And I'm like, 3 pages? You gotta be kidding me. I said, on one condition, that you tell the audience, this is the first time I've seen this poem, it's a cold read.
Yep.
So I went up and I read, who was in the first row? Mr. Sidney Poitier.
Wow.
And so I read the poem, and afterwards, when Mr. Poitier went back up on stage again, he'd been up there before, he said, I was asked to read that poem, and I declined. However, the young lady who you heard did more justice to that poem than I would have. And I was like, oh, no, he didn't say that. I almost melted. So it was a blessing to have met him, had a moment with him in North Carolina the first time, and then subsequently for him to actually see me on stage as a performer. So about 4 times I was in his presence.
Wow. So that is pretty cool. That is pretty cool. And of course, the day I met you, I remember the lead singer of the Fifth Dimension was there when I interviewed you and her, Florence LaRue.
Florence LaRue, she's a very good friend of mine. Yes, yes.
Sure.
And actually, I directed her in her one-woman show called Just As I Am.
I have a question for you now. What's your method of remembering lines for a play? Because I think it's easier to remember lines for a movie or a TV show. Am I correct?
I wouldn't say that necessarily. The only reason I'd agree with you is because oftentimes with TV scripts and film scripts, you have much shorter delivery lines. So you might have a one-line response, two-line response, maybe you got a paragraph, but oftentimes your lines that you are in a scene sharing with one or more people, oftentimes it's not a lot of lines together. So in that regard, yes, I guess you could say it's easier. However, you know, in terms of my approach, it's something that I learned when I used to tour with the African American Drama Company out of San Francisco. I did their one-woman show and called Sister, Can I Speak for You? And I had like 10 days to learn a one-woman show. And I was like, oh, Phil, I can't. When he said, I want to offer this to you, I said, Phil, I've never even been in a one-person show. And you want me to do a one-person show, one-woman show, and learn the lines in 10 days before a performance? I don't think so. Yeah. And Phil said, no, I really think you can do it. And I said, okay. So at that time, I was teaching at the American Conservatory Theater, ACT, in San Francisco. And so we rehearsed like 10 hours a day.
Wow.
And actually, I think it was 7 days I had to learn that. I think it was seven, actually. 10 hours a day, 7 days. And then we went out on the road. So there was a technique, and the first performance was at my alma mater at UC Santa Cruz, where all these people from my life were there. I had a reentry student who was there from my childhood. There were students of mine that had come down from San Francisco. There were professors that I knew and staff, et cetera, et cetera. And so I went up on my lines at one point, and I couldn't remember the next line. I was like, oh, my gosh, what's my next line?
Sure.
And so that's death for an actor. And it seemed like it was forever. I'm sure it was not long, and I filled it with something that must have sounded very nonsensical. And I got back on track. And then afterwards, I took my bow, and I got off stage, and I went backstage, and I was so embarrassed. So Phil came back, the director and founder, and he knocked on the door, and I said, come in. And he came in. I said, Phil, I'm so sorry I failed you. And he said, fail me? He said, you didn't fail me. He said, you got a standing ovation and you never came back. So my first standing ovation for his one-person show, I never even saw it. I never even saw it. But in terms of your question about how to learn lines, he's the one, because I had 7 days to learn an entire solo show. He taught me a technique that has really served me in many ways over many productions, many roles. And basically, it's kind of complicated in a sense, but basically what you do, say it's a one-person show and you got all these lines,
right?
Then you look at the line, you say it three times, you look away, you look back. If it's correct, you say the second line, you look away. If that's correct, you say this, look away, you check it, then you look away, say this first two lines, go back, look at the third line, and say it three times, look away. If you get all three right, you drop the first one, and then you go on to the fourth line. So it's always in triplets that you're memorizing lines.
Okay.
And that way, because you have to check yourself, and if it's not correct, you've got to do it three more times, looking at it, look away. That's also the way that you learn lines verbatim.
Also, I had to ask you, what do you think about the slap last year with Will Smith and Chris Rock? Do you think it's the right time for Chris Rock to speak out? He's doing a Netflix show coming out pretty soon, and he wants to respond finally of the slap.
You know, publicly, I have no response to that.
Sure.
And all I will say is that I hope that a healing will happen. That's the best answer I can give without going into more depth. I just hope that a healing will take place with the two of them.
Sure. And another thing is, what other projects do you have? You're still doing the Women's Theater in Atlanta area, or Georgia, right?
I have a retreat for women in the Atlanta area. It's called The Writer's Well. So, yes, women are still coming. They're booking stays, and the longest stay was a month. Someone who came from New York, and she came to do academic writing. She was from a university in New York. And then I've had writers who have come as far away as Ghana and Puerto Rico. And this year, we're celebrating our 30th anniversary for the Los Angeles Women's Theater Festival. It's going to take place March 23rd through the 26th. We'll kick it off with a full day of workshops and panels called Intersection. That'll be in North Hollywood. And then the actual festival will kick off the following day, that Thursday, with the Champagne Gala and Awards Ceremony. That's in Hollywood, and we'll be honoring seven women, including Angela Lansbury.
Wow. Oh, yeah, because Angela Lansbury just passed away recently.
That's right. That's why she's getting the Infinity Award.
Did you ever meet her?
I never met her, no. But I'm in awe of her as an artist. She started many years ago, and she started on stage, did a lot of Broadway, very well-respected performer.
Yeah, my late grandmother, she always loved Murder, She Wrote.
Yes, that was a very popular show. I know people who watched it all the time.
Yeah, and then, of course, she played Mrs. Teapot in the Disney show, the Disney movie Beauty and the Beast. She did wonderful. She did wonderful for that, you know.
Amazing artist. Amazing.
So, and any other projects? Are you coming out with movies or TV? Or any guest stars you're going to be doing?
Well, you never know when work is going to come. I was offered a role, a regular role in a TV series last year.
Yeah.
But I had some real issues with the role, so I passed on that. And one of my agents, I know he almost pulled his hair out because actors are waiting for a regular role. But for me, I've never been guided by money.
Yep.
And integrity has been most important to me. And I just wasn't feeling like I wanted to do that. So it was, you know, not an easy decision, but it was one that I felt I could live with. And so that was my choice.
That is cool. That is cool. So, well, I do thank you very much for joining me again this year, Adela. And, of course, you have a website, too, adelabarnes.com at all?
Yes. People can visit my website. They can go to www.adelabarnes.com, spelled A-D-I-L-A-H, Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S. They can also go to the website for the Los Angeles Women's Theater Festival, especially if they're in Los Angeles, to come and join us. And the website for the festival is www.lawtf.org. And they'll be able to see the lineup, what all we're offering. And then when they go to my website, they'll be able to learn more about what I offer, and including my book, which is still available to purchase. Ooh, I have hiccups, which is still available to purchase. So I welcome your listeners to visit my website as well as the one for the Los Angeles Women's Theater Festival. And thirdly, for the website that I have for the Writers Well, which is at www.writerswellga.com.
All right. And I think my son wants to say hello to River, because he has a podcast too. River, you want to say hello?
Excellent. Hi,
Adela Barnes.
Hi.
Hi. Congratulations on all the good things you're doing.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you have a question for her?
You're welcome.
I just want to know, do you have a TikTok?
No, I don't know anything about TikTok.
I
don't do it.
I have a TikTok too. I'm famous.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I have Spotify.
I'm on TikTok. I'll pass on my TikTok. I barely get on Facebook.
Yeah.
So I'm not one for social media sites, really. But I'm glad to hear that you're enjoying using the ones that you are.
Yeah.
So thank you much, Adela. Thank you, River. Thank you very much for being with me again this year. And it's really a privilege to have you on my show year after year,
thank
you know?
You.
Well,
thank you,
Adela, here on the Derek Shapiro Show. Well, thank you.
Take care.
Yes, you too. You take it easy, and you have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
All right, you see the carousel over here. The concession stands right behind me, the Carousel Cafe. So here, ending the show for the month of August. I do thank you, everybody, for watching and listening. And, of course, we're on iHeartRadio. We're on the Spotify for podcasts. Tune in, listen, no censure, com, Radio Public, Amazon Music, Audible, Amazon, iHeartRadio. We're all on those for the D Shop and 1 and 2, Derek and Derek Shapiro.com, Linda Channel 1, DSS, TVDation.com, CountryMusics.yourlist.com, CountryMusics.yourlist.com, 90s, 2000, 2010s, Today, RadioTV.yourlist.com, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, Radio.yourlist.com, VinnieTheBooch.com, RiverRadio.yourlist.com, OpenMindsRadio.yourlist.com, and, So 6 to 9, Monday through Friday, D Shop in the morning. Don't forget, new gossip news Monday through Friday, and on Sundays, gossipradiotv.yourlist.com, gossipradiotv.yourlist.com. And don't forget the Proactive Radio Top 40 Countdown Show every Sunday, 9 o'clock in the morning, proactiveradio.yourlist.com.
YolaSaidacom, ProactiveVideo.com. From Rogers Park at the Carousel, it's a nice summertime here. Be outdoors with the family for the month of August. We'll see you next month for the month of September already. Unbelievable. Take it easy. Bye.